Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. George Liu's interview from an original 90 minutes to a 60-minute tape.
What about yourself in the 40s, going back to your chop suey house? You said you bought groceries from Chinatown. You mean the produce market, right?
No, not the produce market. No.
The 9th Street.
No. You go to Chinese grocery store.
Didn't you go to the wholesale produce market?
No.
When you said you bought 100 pounds of bean sprouts.
I know, you buy from the Chinese grocery store. They raised them there. Could they give one or two of them?
Uh-huh.
They have a back room.
Oh.
They use the bean and then sprout them over there.
Uh-huh. China, which store in particular did you buy them from?
Wen Qing Long. Wen Qing Long.
Do you remember?
Ninth and San Pedro.
9th and San Pedro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
Between 9th and 10th and San Pedro, mm-hmm. That grocery store.
How much did it cost you to buy 100 pounds of bean sprouts?
At those days, 4 cents a pound.
4 cents a pound, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. How about meat?
I used to buy nothing but leg of pork.
Oh, leg of pork.
Yeah, buy two or three legs of pork and skin them and then cut them off with chow mains and all that.
Uh-huh.
And barbecue them yourself.
Yeah. Did you learn to cook Chinese food by yourself or did you have a teacher before you opened up the chop suey house?
Well, we stayed there for a month to learn the trade from the Japanese people.
The Japanese people had a chop suey house?
Yeah, they had it for 20, 30 years there.
A chop suey house?
Yeah.
How interesting. And you bought it over from them and you learned how to make chop suey and chow mein, those things.
From them.
Oh, what gave you the idea to buy a chop suey house?
Well, because I didn't want a chop suey place, Maple does, because she said she can help me.
Okay.
I want a vegetable stand or buy the Japanese garden flower.
Buy what?
A gardener flower.
Oh, gardener flower.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because those days, in Beverly Hills, they charge as much as $60 to $100 for each garden, each house.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take 10 of that, I got $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? But she says she can't help me.
Yeah, that's true.
See, and I was going to buy a vegetable stand. She says, too cold, because the open market, not like today, the closed market.
Uh-huh.
All the front is open.
Where are those vegetable stands?
All over.
The streets?
They open to the street.
Any street corner?
In the middle of the street, any place.
Oh, don't you have to have a license to end at this stationary?
You buy in a supermarket.
Oh.
Just like Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
They never owned, Vaughn's or Ralph, they never owned their vegetable stand.
Mm. Oh. Uh-huh.
They always lease it out to Japanese.
But Vaughn's is indoors.
Now they're indoors. They used to open doors.
Oh, I see.
Okay. See, those days, everything was open.
Mm-hmm.
Then you push your thing in the front.
Mm.
So she says, what are we going to do if we have rotten bananas? You can't eat them all. I say you sell enough to cover it up and throw the other away. See? How about the fruit, she says. So she said, no, she said, I want a restaurant. So that's how we bought the restaurant.
Does Mabel have more say in what you two do than you do?
Well, I let her do all the same. There's no use. Just like I told my kids. See? I told them it takes two people to fight. If one took the mouse out, there'd be no fighting. That's my philosopher.
Uh-huh.
See? Another word is, if I come home mad, if I bore you out, see, if you keep your mouth shut, it takes two people to fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep your mouth shut, say yes, yes, and that be done with it, see. But if you talk back and you say, why did you do that, why did you do that, then you argue, right, and fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I teach my kids. Mm-hmm. Even Joyce today, she says, when I brought her out this and that, she said, Dad, he said, takes two people to fight. Now, I'm not going to answer you.
I see. Getting back to your little restaurant on Western Avenue, you went to the 9th Street place. There were a lot of Chinese grocery stores
yeah.
there. But there's
just,
another,
just
the
two.
Old Chinatown. Do you know what I'm talking about? Then there's the other one.
Yeah, that's a market. That's a wholesale market for vegetables. You talk about 9th Street across the street.
No,
that's a produce market.
I'm talking about like Spring Street. Wasn't there an old like restaurant and gift shops and those things on the Spring Street?
Spring Street?
Yeah, South Spring, like the part where they have Xinglei Peiyu right now.
Oh, that's old Chinatown. That's
yeah.
New, that's Mrs. Springer that started that.
Mrs.
Springer. Yeah,
she
started that part of Chinatown.
Is she Chinese?
No, she's American.
How did she start the?
Because she owned all the property there.
Oh, yeah.
So when they tear up the old Chinatown, the station. And then the Chinese started moving up there.
Mm. When was that?
I don't remember the year.
Was it like in the 40s or the 50s?
Just way before the 40s. Right?
Before,
yeah. Yeah, the Union Station.
Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to that area?
No, my father used to have a tailor shop there.
Oh. I see. I didn't know, but when you came here, your father was already...
Already died, but he had a partner.
Oh, did you go to that tailor shop?
Well, I went there once or twice. But he moved up to Spring Street too.
You said it was on Spring Street?
No, he moved up to Spring Street after they tear up the old building.
Oh, I see. And where was the old building again?
It's at Ferguson Alley.
Ferguson Alley.
Yeah.
Did he have a lot of Chinese customers or American customers?
All Chinese customers work at homes and vegetable stands. See,
yeah.
he used to make overalls and aprons only.
And who were his customers?
All the Chinese people that works in the wholesale market.
Oh,
and all those.
I see.
And they have overhaul makes and all that stuff. You used to come buy overhaul like that.
Yeah.
He have to make more for them.
Right.
And aprons and you know,
mm-hmm.
used to make all that stuff.
Mm, I see. Did you go to that part of Chinatown other, you know, where your father's partner had the business, other than to visit the business?
No, I didn't go in the back or nothing. I just know where it is, and I just sometimes go in to say hello to him. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you don't feel any particular ties to Chinatown,
no.
to the old Chinatown, or to the to
not
the
to
the
new one anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no tie to any place.
Do you feel you're Chinese or American?
Well, I'm just like any other person born in the United States. I wasn't born in the United States, but I feel I was born here.
Oh, so you feel more like an American?
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. Okay, and Do you think you are Western in terms of running your business? You know, do you think you were aggressive when you were running your coffee shop? And
yeah, I'm like a Western. I'm not like an Asian.
Do you think you could compete better, with Jewish people when you were doing your business?
Well, in the Western business, you don't have too many Jewish people running restaurants.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They have some Jewish delis, but probably...
Yeah, but that's on Fairfax.
Yeah.
See, they do business near where their people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The end of the interview of Mr. George Lowe.